From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To help protect California's $3.6 billion citrus industry from a new disease threat, ag officials want homeowners to sanitize their gardening tools before using them on citrus trees. They're trying to stop the spread of citrus yellow vein clearing virus, first discovered this year in residential trees in Tulare. The virus has not yet been found in commercial groves. Insects such as aphids and whiteflies carry the virus. Contaminated equipment can also transfer the virus. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American Farm Bureau, and other groups applauded the appeals court decision allowing intervention in a case regarding gray wolves. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will allow the coalition to intervene in the Defenders of Wildlife versus the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and defend the previous administration's delisting of the gray wolf. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says the Gray Wolf is an Endangered Species Act success story. National Farm Safety and Health Week is September 19th through the 23rd. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health says about 100 agricultural workers suffer a lost work time injury every day. National Farm Safety and Health Week has been held the third week of September since 1944. This year's theme, Protecting Agriculture's Future, reminds everyone that the cornerstone of sustainable agriculture is healthy and safe workers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.